Hello and welcome to Ted and Tim's Brain Fart.
I'm Ted and or Tim.
And I'm Tim and or Ted. And today we're asking the question of how would you survive Back to the Future? I like the fact that that's good canon. Right, so before we carry on.
Okay.
We've accidentally made it canon that we're continuing.
Well, yeah, we do tend to keep little bits.
It's going to be an issue this time.
Yeah?
Because we have to get in a DeLorean, which is only a two-seater, with Doc Brown, and go back to 1985.
Right.
We can't take the bus, basically.
Can we still take Creepy Uncle?
No, because in Back to the Future 2, the only way they got Jennifer, Marty McFly's girlfriend, back is that she had to sit on Marty's lap, basically.
Right, okay.
So if me and you are going, Doc Brown's driving, because he's the only one who knows
how to... I thought in Back to the Future, Doc Brown didn't drive. I thought Marty drove.
No, the first time.
I thought he got shot, didn't he? When they very first tested it out,
yeah,
Marty
it.
Drove,
yeah,
and Doc Brown got shot. Right, yeah. So there were two seats in a DeLorean, there were two of us, we're all good.
We're okay there, yeah, that's right. So it's one we're okay with, it's two and three, we have issues, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, so this is how we survive Back to the Future.
All right, part one.
Part one. Okay. So we get a phone call from...
We're Marty McFly.
Yeah.
I think we're the youngest of three.
Okay.
To the McFly family. And... our dad is a weaselly little man. We've got a hot mum this time.
Okay.
And dad is bullied at work by Biff at Biff & Co.
All right, yeah.
And, yeah. And we've got a weird friend and a local mad scientist for some reason that's never really explained, I don't think. Dr. Emmett Brown, who everybody else is just thinking is a crazy old madman, lives at his house down the road.
Yep, okay. I mean, that sounds like a sort of friend we'd have.
Yep. Oh, yeah, 100%. So I'm assuming that us still being us, we're just chilling outside. We've got the awning out on the bus.
Yeah, I've got the awning out on the bus. And
we're there in some string vests because we've got like proper hillbilly with it.
Exactly. Yeah,
I'm there chilling with the creepy uncle and a beer.
I got a beer and an ear of corn sticking out one side, and a really, really badly put together straw hat.
I'm polishing a BB gun because I don't like shotguns.
I got a banjo sat next to me.
And all of a sudden, Doc Brown, our friend, tells us he needs our help with an experiment.
Yep.
And we go around to his house, and he takes us to his garage, and he unveils a DeLorean.
Okay.
But it's been heavily modified. And he says that it's a time machine, and that when it reaches 88 miles an hour, the quantum flux capacitor will engage and send the car back in time to any year you pre-program.
Okay.
So we go out to a car park.
Yep.
With the DeLorean and Doc Brown's van as well, I think.
Yeah, he had like a van thing, didn't he?
And he's loading this refined plutonium or uranium or something like that into the car for a power source.
Yeah.
A nuclear-powered car.
It's a nuclear-powered car, yeah.
Yep.
Nothing dodgy about
but
that.
But all of a sudden, I think the Colombians or something that he stole it from turn up and shoot him.
Yep.
We escape by...
hopping into the DeLorean.
Into the DeLorean, because me and you are notoriously good for leaving people behind.
Yep, yeah.
So that bit's fine so far.
Yep, everything going according to plan so far. We hop into the car. I'll drive.
You drive?
Yeah. Well, I'm used to driving. I'm driving the bus all the time. The car's not that much different.
I'll start cooking.
Got a portable camp stove, start making fried eggs.
Oh, I could stop. We could have just stopped it right here and saved Doc Brown, because we're still charmed.
Yeah, yeah.
You could just freeze the matey boys.
I could, yeah.
I would have seen it coming as well.
I like the idea that I did freeze them. So Doc Brown got shot, I froze them in panic after seeing him get shot, and then we still got in the car and drove off.
And Doc Brown's going to go, Tim, Ted, there's no other way. Get in the car and drive. That's my Doc Brown impression. I hope you loved it. I'm not sure if it'll happen again.
Yeah, it will.
No promises.
So yeah, we hop into the car and we drive off.
Yep, we drive off. We hit 88 mile an hour really quick.
Yep.
And then with a flash and a bang, we're 1985.
Okay.
And we crash the car.
Yeah, sounds about right. We've gone back in time.
Yep.
A bit confused.
We realise we're back in time fairly early on because we're in a time machine and we put two and two together.
Yeah, I mean...
But we do know that young Doc Brown is still around and he's still a mad scientist, just younger.
Yeah. So he's a young mad scientist, so...
Yep. So in order to get back to the future...
That's
what he did there? Yeah.
We've got to find Doc Brown.
Yep. In the process, we accidentally stop something happening with Dad.
Don't you accidentally pick up Mum or something stupid like that?
No, we do that later.
All right.
Yeah. I think we accidentally stop Dad getting hit by a car or something. I might be missing something. That might be a Doctor Who episode.
That sounds like a Doctor Who episode.
Welcome to Half Remembered.
Because that was Rose Tyler, wasn't it?
Saved her dad. He had to save her dad. He was getting hit by a car. All right, so we did something with Marty's dad.
Yeah.
And we messed it up. And then we've got a picture of our family in our pocket for some fucking reason. And all of a sudden, me and you and Black Dad and a creepy uncle start to fade out. Assuming that's the picture of the family that we've got, right?
Yeah, obviously.
Ghost Grams has already faded.
Ghost Grams. We should have taken Ghost Grams. She doesn't weigh anything.
Yeah, but she's got to take up space. She's outside the car, the wind will blow her away, right? That's how ghosts work.
She could just sit in the space where the gear stick is.
Doc Brown's just going, who the fuck's Ghost Lady?
Anyway, so
yeah, right.
It's 1985, and yep. We're stuck. We fucked up Dad somehow.
Yep, we fucked him up. So now,
did we run him over?
I think we delayed him, and because of the delay, he didn't meet Mum at the right moment, and had like a
knock-on effect. Yeah, okay, cool. So he didn't meet Mum at the right point, so they didn't fall in love or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we've got to get it back on schedule, and we fucked it.
Right. Okay.
So. Well, Doc Brown was trying to figure out, because we were recording Doc Brown doing his experiment, and we've got a videotape of old Doc Brown that we show young Doc Brown.
Okay, so the young Doc Brown knows that it's not a joke.
Yeah, and how to fix the car, because he needs 10 gigawatts of electricity, and that's just not a thing in 1985.
Is it a thing in...
I don't think it is.
Fair enough, yeah.
In order to power the flux capacitor that he came up with the idea on the toilet when he slipped and fell one day or something like that.
Did we really go back in time? Or did we close the door and the car just fill up with mushrooms?
That might have been one. We're currently delusional from severe radiation poisoning about the uranium.
It could be, yeah. Slowly dying in the parking lot. Anyway, so we have got Doc Brown on the case.
Yep. So he's figuring out how to fix the car, but we figure out that there's going to be a storm in like a couple of days.
Right.
And the lightning strikes the clock tower in the middle of town that's been broken for ages.
Okay.
And we know exactly the time it strikes because that's when it stopped the clock.
Right, okay.
And so that's when we need to be at that point with a jerry-rigged electrical conductor, series of wires, and an aerial on the back of the car.
Okay.
To hit the car with the lightning power back to the future.
Okay, cool. So we're going to lightning power our car back to the future.
Yeah, but we've got to wait for that to happen, and Doc Brown's got to make the car modifications.
Fair enough.
In the meantime, we realise that we've fucked up Dad somehow, and we've got to get that back on track.
So now we've got to get Dad laid.
Yeah. So now it's a race to get Dad laid by Mum at the dance, for some reason.
At the dance.
That happens to be the same night as the lightning storm that... Yeah.
That's real inconvenient.
It's all at once. You've got a couple of days build up, and then everything's got to come together on the last day.
Right, okay. That's fair enough, right? So, day one.
Yep. I think we've got 3 days. I think it's 3 days.
Okay. So, say it's 3 days.
Yep.
Go from day one.
Yeah. We're young enough, the same age as our mum and dad at the minute, to go to high school and pretend to be a kid.
Apparently. I don't think we are. I think our age didn't change when we came. We're still 33-year-old men, just everyone keeps calling us kids.
Yep. Yep, that's where we're at. Keep knocking the mic.
Yeah, it's gonna sound real nice when I go to the edit and it's get boom every few minutes.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. So.
So, yeah.
So, we've got befriend Dad first. And okay. We used the name, Martin McFly used the name Calvin Klein, but I'm guessing we're not hip enough to have thought of that.
No.
Hi, I'm Tim and he's Ted.
Yeah. Yeah, Tim and Ted.
Yeah. Remember to name your kids that or Marty McFly, one of the two. Oh, shit, I looked at the picture, we're fading faster, we'd fucked it.
Oh, well. So, isn't there a bullying scene?
Yeah, there is, yep. We come across Biff bullying Dad at school, I think it is, or outside of school.
Okay.
Biff and his cronies.
And do we fight him?
we stand up for my for
dad.
Dad.
Yeah.
And we get a name for ourselves. I think we might Biff Biff as well.
Right.
No,
because I was thinking that if we come across a bullying scene and we try to rescue Dad, first thing I do, freeze him, right? Pants him. Unfreeze him.
What you do that to Dad for?
Not to Dad. To Biff.
So then, you just wiped us right out. There's no coming back from that. Yeah, no, Gorg McFly, he just got pantsed fighting Biff. Nobody was near him.
Yeah, and then just push Biff over. It's fine. We could bully Biff.
Yeah, so we gain fame throughout the school for Biff and Biff, I believe, and Biff gets a beef against us, assuming that we actually go with Biff Biff.
Well, I mean, I would pants Biff, yeah. Pants him, push him over.
You pants Biff, but have you let other people know?
Yeah, I assume it was public pantsing. I assume while he was bullying Dad in publicly.
Yeah, but you've done it magically.
Yeah, yeah.
You're freezing everybody.
Yeah.
People are just seeing Biff's pants drop, and you're suddenly there.
Yeah, right. And then I push him over while his pants are down, then I make fun of him while he's on the floor.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right. So Biff's
kick him in the dick.
So Gorg again didn't get his confidence.
Nope.
So and we've bullied Biff.
Yep.
Okay. Just check him out. we're actually on schedule so far.
I will spend the rest of the next 3 days though, whenever I see Biff, freezing him, pantsing him, and then making fun of him some more. So I really, really undermine his confidence. Like, how does this keep happening? How does this guy keep beating me? Why can't I keep my pants up?
What I'm going to be doing is making sure the safety specs on the new DeLorean are up to scratch.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I'd be like, hey, Doc Brown, did I ever tell you about this granddad that I
had?
Dinosaurs, you say? It's crazy!
So, yeah.
Dinosaurs make a time machine.
Yeah, so we hassled the shit out of Biff.
Yep.
Or I do anyway.
Because of our new... Well, I suppose your new favourite fortune for Hassle and Biff, Mum's a bit turned on by you.
Oh, no. That's wrong.
Mum's coming on strong.
Yeah. Every time she tries, I'm just going to freeze her and walk away. It wears off after a while. I'm not going to unfreeze her. I'm just going to let her... Where'd you go?
I'll say it. Mum was quite fit.
Yeah?
Right. Are we actually having Mike McFly's mum, my mum or your mum?
Oh, I thought we were having Mum, as in... Original not quite us mum that sent us to bad granddad.
Oh, wow.
I thought we were full on Inception this.
Okay. Right. So mum that we've never actually met, so we don't really know what looks like. From the kids of the first Jurassic Park film.
Possibly.
Who sent off to granddad John Hammond.
Yeah.
Richard John Hammond.
Richard Hammond, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just kept calling him Richard Hammond for some reason.
Because I can get Richard Hammond out of my head. I was doing a John Hammond impression.
But it looks weirdly like Martin McFly's mum.
Right. Oh, so it does look like Martin
McFly. It cycles back around.
You know what? I'm okay with it. Okay. So, mum's coming onto your stroke and you're just freezing her and walking away.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be berating you this whole time. We need to stop freezing people. We need to do it. We're still feeding. Stop walking away from me.
I can't freeze you, but I'm trying.
Yeah. You know, I saw this was going to happen today.
I've had this conversation twice. Do you know how annoying it is to talk to you twice?
Oh, fuck's sake. Right.
I'm becoming really blasé with my freezing pad. Fuck it, I'm just going away. I don't want to talk to you.
I think at some point Biff challenges us to a race.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because there was one in each of them, wasn't there, sort of?
Yeah.
Okay. Like a hot rod race.
Yeah,
I think storm drain. Like in Greece.
Yeah. Marty McFly supposed to encourage his dad to do it so his dad could become cool.
Yeah.
But I think his dad bailed at the last minute or something like that.
Oh, I've got a solution for that.
What's that? Freeze him. Put him in the car.
Nah.
Put a brick on the gas pedal.
I've just figured it out. I remember something else. I've got freezing powers, right?
Right.
I'm still a witch.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Oh my god! All right. We've got two other siblings! We need to take them
out! Oh shit!
We've got the power of four now! The Swords of All Evil's really after us!
Oh, are we the youngest, are we?
I think we are, yeah.
Alright, yeah. In that case, yeah, we're gonna have to sort that out.
We would have been the third?
Yeah, we're gonna have to sort that out real quick.
They're in the future, slowly fading out of time.
Yeah, but If they're alive now, if they're... Are we the oldest or the youngest?
We're the youngest.
So they'll be alive now?
No, because our parents are still kids.
Oh, yeah, they are, aren't they?
They haven't had their first kid yet.
Ah.
Or even met, really.
Right, so that's fine. So we're okay. We haven't got the power of three just yet, but I'm still a witch.
Right, so, what we've got to do now, right, we've changed the film. We need to get mum and dad together in time for us, not our brother and sister.
Oh, no.
But we've only got 3 days to do it before we've got to jump off back to the future.
Can't we just go to the future and kill our brother and sister?
No, because we've already fucked up this time.
No.
Because there isn't going to be a brother and sister or us if we just jump off now.
If we get them back together, continue the timeline as normal. But when Doc Brown sends us back to the future...
I know what to do.
What?
I know what to do.
I was going
to
jump to their birthday.
Yeah.
And then kill them on birth. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
Or just fill mum up with the one and after pills or something.
I was really concerned where you were going with that. I'm so glad it was morning after pills and not concrete.
Problem solved. Just keep it away when it's time for us.
Right.
That worked great. Right.
So anyway... At this point in time, we've got to persuade Dad to do the drag race to beat Biff.
Yep.
Easy. Write a little poem on a little bit of paper. Because you've got to write it out first.
Okay.
And then I'll be like, by the power of Ted, I grant thee the confidence to win this fight, battle, run, drive
thing. You're trying to do a
charm. Right? Yeah. And then, so he comes up with four bristling with confidence.
Right.
Magical confidence.
There's a flaw there.
What's that?
Is that they didn't just make spells. They had spells in the book. And
they
we don't
did
have them.
Just make spells.
They did, but only in certain circumstances, and they had to have the right ingredients, and we've got none of it, nor do we know, because we
Phoebe
didn't
often just wrote down whatever spells that she wanted. Phoebe was constantly writing down spells.
Didn't she have an ability to do the
She
spells?
Was just very literate.
Because they needed certain
Piper,
ingredients to
Piper,
set it off as well.
Piper was the one that made all the... vanquishing potions because she was the chef.
Yeah.
And Phoebe was the writer, so she wrote down all of the poem-y stuff.
Yeah, but didn't they need basically the material components and spells?
Not in all cases, no.
Because we kind of made a fact of we didn't learn anything about being a Wick, so who taught you how to write spells is my question.
I'm just guessing. That's why it didn't rhyme. I don't say it's going to work. I'm saying it's hoping it's going to work. Yeah. That's my plan.
Well, because as far as we know about being witches...
How long has it been since we became a witch?
I'm about a day.
Grams told me.
Are you sure Grams is talking to us? Because we also made a point that he's not giving us any more information because we killed the last one.
That's a good point. Grams isn't our biggest fan at the minute, is
yeah,
she?
Yeah, he might need a bit more mourning time.
Fair enough.
He's just lost 2 granddaughters.
Okay, I've got another plan.
All right.
I will drive the race.
Okay.
All right. Proven driving history. Brilliant at it,
yep.
Right? But I will freeze Dad, just Dad, and put him in the passenger seat of the car.
Right.
But I'll hide him so no one can see him.
So at the end of the race, you're going to put him back?
Yeah. I'm going to swap seats with him. And then I'm going to step out and go, ah, it was a trick all along. He drove the race. I can't drive for shit.
It might work. But George McFly was, like, shockingly honest about everything.
Yeah, and when somebody tells me it's freedom.
You're outing yourself as a witch to everybody, just constantly.
I'm not really good at keeping secrets. I'm like George McFly, so I got it from.
I don't know if that'll work or
right.
not, but I'll give it a go.
The switcheroo, not the freezing while he speaks.
All right. You've got to convince George to take the blame for the race. I don't know. But
take the victory, yeah.
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 Yeah. I'll try and convince him to take the victory. I'll spend some little time just...
Yeah?
I haven't learned enough of my powers yet to only unfreeze his head, so...
Yeah.
I can't, like, talk to him while I'm driving, so I have to...
Can't talk to him while I'm driving.
But no, because I can't unfreeze his head, leave him like there frozen. If I unfreeze all of him, he's going to try and get out of the car, because he's an idiot, isn't he? To be honest with you.
Yeah. So yeah, I think you end up Marty McFly ended up running Biff off the road into a manure truck as well, and had the repetitive manure joke in each film.
Okay.
The car gets filled with horse shit.
Okay, so he got filled with horse shit. That's good. Yeah. I'm quite, actually, I'm all right with that, because... if there was a cart full of horse shit, I would have driven him into it.
Fair.
Yeah.
There's another scene later on, after we're in the diner and Biff's still angry at us.
Of course he is. Just drove him to shit.
And we have to make... Him and his gang are trying to beat us up.
Okay.
And we make a getaway on a skateboard.
Oh, is this like the hoverboard one as well. Yeah, I only vaguely remember the hoverboard one, but yeah.
However, I'm assuming Biff and his goons come into the diner where we're mild-manneredly eating breakfast. I don't know why we're mild-manneredly doing it.
How else do you eat breakfast? You can't eat breakfast angry, can you?
And I'm assuming you just freeze him and beat him up. Start planking him.
Yeah.
I'm there, Matt, I fucking saw this coming. My eggs are going cold, even though they're frozen now.
Yeah, so yeah.
Ignoring it. I just can't wait for the car to be fixed.
Yeah. I'll just freeze the whole diner and then I'll just beat the shit out of Biff. Right, so when he unfreezes, he wakes up with like a broken jaw, broken nose, missing teeth, he's got a few broken ribs.
Give him.
Got shipped a couple of times. The whole gang's like that. The whole gang is proper fucked up at this point. I'm just still sitting there going, guys, seriously, give it a rest, man. You lose every fight. Look at you, none of you wearing pants.
You know where they are? They're hung up outside. Look, how did I even do that? You don't know.
Just go away. We're trying to get mum and dad to fuck, so I'm not going to die. And then I got to go and kill my sisters.
Oh, I love the fact that we're also not smart enough to not call them mum and dad.
Oh, I imagine we were always calling. Even when they were in the car, look, dad, you've got to listen to me, right?
Why do you keep calling me dad? Shut up. Just throw me or freeze you and just talk anyway.
Mum, you've got to stop trying to fuck me. This is not right. Boom.
Yeah, I'll fuck mum.
Boom.
That one for me.
Bastard.
Now I've got an unwilling victim.
Boom. Run, mum.
So the creepy Biff rapey scene later on, outside the dance, where Biff's trying to get...
Oh, yeah, we're trying to rape mum, and dad punches him in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that now me, because we scared Biff off?
Yeah. Keep up, please.
I'm imagining I've got the whole my own dad situation running through my head. I've got to fuck mum. It's the only way I'm going to be born.
Yeah. Probably. I can believe you getting that stuck. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. My own grandma, your own granddad is the usual thing. You've gone back that far, but no, I'm going to come back one generation now. I get grandma on the next run. In part three, we go back to Wild West time.
That'd be awful. Does that make you both? That'd make you my dad.
I'm going to be your dad, your granddad, your uncle somehow.
Yeah, you could be a hunter's outfit with a dirty bomb. Where did I get them all from?
Turns out he was Tim the whole time. I knew about the island in advance.
Yeah, so I'm going to be goading dad at this point. It's like there's like the little pixie in his ear just going, you got to punch him. Punch him in the mouth. Don't worry, he can't fight.
Guys, leave it. Ted, freeze him. I need to put him on.
Right, he relies on my freezing to get away from stuff. And also, he hasn't learned to fight yet because we cut out a charm too early.
But I've got a good brain in rock. Mum might not survive the night. I pick up a rock.
Nah, it's a brain in rock. You've got a specialist brain in rock.
I'll have to make do with just a brick.
It's just not going to work. It's just too soft.
Yeah.
Yeah, so right. You're in a car. Yep. Door opens.
Yeah.
Dad pulls you out.
Yep, he just gives you a jab to the face. Ah, motherfucker! I'm going to lay into him. A brain dad. He's not important to me anymore because I'm convinced I'm his dad.
Luckily, I got my immunity from braining from dad. I pull you off. Come on, we're going back to the fucking car.
We're going to fade it.
We're not. Let dad do the fucking, it's fine.
You drag me back to the future, kicking and screaming. All them safety requirements I put in the DeLorean now because restraints.
Yeah, just restraints.
I've got a special roll cage around the passenger seat now.
Yep.
Alright, and then we managed to drive off back to the future in time, I'm guessing. Wait, no, because we have to help Doc Brown connect the cables because he's halfway up the tower and one of the cables falls apart and it's right at the last minute.
Alright.
You look at me like you don't know nothing.
I don't know nothing. I remember...
Alright, so Doc Brown's He's put an antenna on the back of our car, right?
Yeah, I remember that bit. And you have to drive through, and it connects with the thing, and you go
forward. Yeah, like a dog loom, it hits a connecting wire.
Yeah.
And we've got to hit that at the right moment as the lightning strikes the clock tower and travels through it.
Yeah.
If we go too soon, we're going to fuck it. If we go too late, we fucked it.
Yeah.
And as he's up the clock tower, there's a storm brewing, because obviously lightning and everything's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the cables blow apart, get disconnected.
Right, okay.
I think a tree crashes through him or something.
Okay.
And we're trying to hook that back up, and so is Doc Brown. And as the time's ticking down, he's like, go, I'll get it done in time. And we have to leave Doc Brown to it. We run to the car, because it's fucking mile away, because we've got to build up to 88 miles an hour when we hit the wire.
Yeah, and hard to do in a DeLorean, because they're not very good.
Yep, so we need at least an hour.
Yeah.
And he connects the cable just in time and gets electrocuted a little bit.
And that's why his hair's all crazy.
Yep. And and then our fiery tire tracks go off down the road.
Yeah.
And from Doc Brown's point of view, we then come running around the corner.
No. Then we arrive.
I was just doing Doc Brown's point of view. That's
all right. I was going to say.
We come running around the corner. Fucking Doc Brown, we fucked it. We fucking fucked it. This cunt.
Kept trying to fuck Mum.
Do we get back to the future?
We get back to a future, because we reprogrammed the clock, didn't we? Because we were going to turn up at the time of our sibling's birth.
Right. We've made a cock up. If we've done that, then
we can't get any further forward.
Yeah. We ain't got a lighter storm to power the car. We'd have to go back to a little older, but not as old as original Doc Brown.
Yeah.
But older than young Doc Brown from 1985.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go for 1990.
Yeah, okay.
This seems like a good year.
Yeah, okay. So right. Now 1990.
Doc Brown, we fucked it.
We fucked it. We're putting the wrong date. Sorry, dude.
Oh, you boys, I had to deal with you the moment he left last night. Because he's already done part two. That's time travel for you.
Yep.
Third fucking time I sent you boys in a few. Well, it's only the second time for us, Doc. Come on, get over it.
You can't blame us. We don't know anything about time travel.
It's your fucking car. Why are we driving it? Fuck you, Doc Brown.
Look, just...
You nearly made me fuck my mum!
Well, no, that wasn't Doc Brown's fault. That was almost entirely your fault.
Well, we had two different theories about what was happening.
And if you calm down, I'll let you out of the restraints.
No. So you got in... Mum's just given birth to oldest boy. You've run in, froze
the room,
stabbed baby, and left. Right,
I'll come back. I've done it, old man.
All right, we go back to Doc Brown's shed. He's still he's been working on. He's been charging power into some weird batteries or something for years, knowing that we're gonna fuck it up. Because part three of us have already told part one of him
that we're gonna fuck it.
That we're gonna fuck it. So he's been ready.
It's gonna get worse. We're gonna jump forward and get the other sibling as well.
Right, like, you guys are going around to your proper time this time. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
2992. That's when they have this.
We jump forward to 1992. Drain all the power out of the new batteries.
Right. I've got a quick question, right? How are Mum and Dad coping with the sudden unexpected stabbing death of their unborn, well, newly born baby? Did they go for a second kid so early? Did they break up? Did they grieve, break our family?
No, I think they doubled down. It strengthened them because they they were like,
we click the photo, brother's gone, still sister remaining, but we're all fading still. I think
we're not fully opaque yet, but we're getting there.
Ghost Grams looks fine. Something like he's not affected by anything that's going on here.
Yeah, so jump forward 1992.
Yep.
They've just got over the loss of their previous child and have sired another one.
Yep. The room freezes, you run in, stab the baby. I'm still in my restraints, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I've left you restrained in the car.
Gotta let me out. It's almost time for me to fuck Mum and give birth to us.
You're staying in the car until we get back to the future.
Again. The further future.
The actual.
More future.
Can we get back to the present?
No, because now is the present.
Get back to where we came from.
Alright.
We've got to tell Doc Brown about the crazy shit we've just done.
Doc Brown, I know it's only been 2 years since you last saw us. We didn't quite fuck it. We've been doing it on purpose, but this is honestly the last time.
There are no more siblings. We're all good.
Alright.
Doc Brown, really, really angrily now, charges the batteries for us.
And yeah, he cuffs us off to the present future.
And then we come running around the corner. Doc Brown, Doc Brown, we fucked it.
then we arrive at the shop Doc Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Because we gave old Doc Brown a letter telling him he was being shot, or we might have.
I don't think we did.
We didn't. So Doc Brown's dead. He didn't know he was going to get shot. Because he impacted the future. We left him a note and he read it and he put on a bulletproof vest.
Yeah, but we didn't
No, we didn't tell him. We forgot all about it. We got over it real quick. When we get back to our present, Doc Brown's dead.
Yep.
Mum and Dad, I'm assuming, are drunkards.
Well, yeah, they're, I mean, they are.
They're only successful kids that haven't been stabbed at us.
Yeah.
That's why they shipped us off to Jurassic Park. Full circle, Biff.
Full circle. It all makes sense.
Biff, however, I'm assuming, is a madman constantly walking around with no pants because he keeps losing.
Yeah. Biff is like proper, like full on batshit crazy, no pants at all.
Dad's confidence is boosted, and he's always got the urge to punk me for some unknown reason.
And as you get older and older, the urge gets stronger and stronger.
Yeah. He looks like that guy that nearly raped my wife. Kept calling me dad all them years ago. He looks like the guy who encouraged me to hit him.
Shh, Dad, it's fine.
Whatever happened to that kid? Did everybody know? We were looking for that guy for ages. We put up missing posters for him and everything.
Just in a paper. Have you seen this guy?
We've been missing for 30 years. All right. So, have we survived back to the What we have done is we can't do part two because Doc Brown's dead. We've got a DeLorean now that we've got to carg ourselves, I guess.
Oh, we have to get a tow hitch on the back of the bendy bus now to hitch the DeLorean.
Yeah, but as soon as the bendy bus hits 88 miles an hour, the DeLorean goes to the We're gonna have to have it on a trailer.
That's how we do it. That's how we go. Right.
When it hits 88 miles an hour, it suddenly launches forward like stupidly fast.
Yeah.
And leaves the fire trails. We're gonna have constant fire trails going through the fucking bus.
That's all right. You put them out. Fire extinguisher.
Fucking slow it down.
I can't. There's a bomb on this bus.
Now I've got to do a history search where the DeLorean is.
I was just thinking, we get in it. We take it to the future. Set it to the past again. Go back and find Doc Brown. We could
wait.
Come back again for like the fifth time. We just go Doc Brown.
All right. Listen, we're doing part two on our own. We're going back and telling old Doc Brown. That he's going to get shot in the future.
Yeah.
Because we forgot.
Because we forgot to warn him.
We'd do a drive-by noting.
Drive-by noting, yeah.
Just keep the speed up with the car and keeps on me. Yeah, all right. And then, yeah, because fucking...
Chuck a note out.
Right, stop round the point of view. All right. It's just that us arrived from the future 3 days ago. And after a weird series of events of us arguing, freezing people, pants and folk, trying to rape what we're claiming is our mum, right? He's then finally killed us off to the future after getting an electric shock. We've then pulled up, given him a note, saying, you're going to die in whenever in the film was.
Yeah.
And then we just carry on driving and think we're going back to the future because we think it's just the speed that's required, not the power to the flux capacitor. We just crack into a building, catch on fire, dead. Because we fucked it. So, we survived Back to the Future 1, Doc Brown didn't, so we went back to the Future 2, and we then died because we're idiots. Because we carried it up, when we get back, we just carry on driving, thinking it's the speed that's keeping us traveling through time. We didn't get hit by lightning again.
We didn't charge the battery or anything, no.
We just drove it at 88 miles an hour down a very short street.
Oh, no.
Luckily, I'm okay for the fire, and I was well restrained, so I'm not going to get too bludgeoned, but luckily you're okay to bludgeoning damage, but it might take some fire.
Does the freezing thing work on fire?
I've no idea, I assume so.
Because it works on fireballs, doesn't it? So they huck a fireball, yeah. You freeze a fireball out of the air, and that's fire.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, battered and bludgeoned. Oh, no! Don't worry, old man, I froze the fire so we can't burn it. Oh, you really on fire?
That's okay, I'm okay with it. We're established in Hunger Games, I'm immune to fire.
Oh, yeah, that's lucky because that's going to hurt otherwise, right?
I know, right?
All right, don't worry, I want to go find Doc Brown, find out if I can get a new DeLorean. We've
got the DeLorean this time, though. I mean we've beached it in a shop window.
Yeah, not just beached it, man. The whole front end's fucked.
He's got to build a new DeLorean.
He's got to build a whole new DeLorean. But luckily, we've gone back to the 80s where they're still building DeLoreans, so it's fine. Let's go to the DMC factory.
Wait. The DeLorean, I think, when the film was released, was supposed to be a newish car.
Oh, no. It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
It's old for us because we're now in the... we're old.
Yeah, we are old.
And Marty McFly was only supposed to be like 16, I think, as well.
So
we're... We've got to get another car of the time.
We've got to get an
old Caddy, basically. Try and get it to 88.
Oh, no.
And struck by lightning with a brand new flux capacitor in it because we burnt the DeLorean.
Well, the flux capacitor was in the back. So...
It was right behind our heads. If I'm on fire, it's on fire.
Okay, so we've got to go back to Doc Brown.
Yep.
Doc Brown, we real fucked it this time.
Frozen car on fire.
And burning a DeLorean. I don't know if you're going to save anything from that, but you better be quick.
We fucked it, haven't we?
Why?
Well... I'm trying to think of Doc Brown's point of view again, right? He's finally just killed us after the nuclear. We've come streaking down the street, chucked a letter at him, and just crashed into the window that our old burning tyre tracks have gone through. Because we think we can just tailgate ourselves into the future.
Yeah. Doc Brown's going to be losing his fucking mind, isn't he? Why did I trust these two idiots to go back to the past?
He's going to just take that letter, scribble it out, and just go, don't give Jim and Ted the DeLorean. Problem solved, right? We fade out of the past, now, present. And Doc Brown in the future gets somebody other schmuck to test his DeLorean. And we never go through the whole thing.
And that's how Marty McFly ended up going back to the future.
We've just come back from Charmed and killing our brother and sister.
We didn't, because we just came back from Charmed. And now we have three brothers and sisters, because we have Marty McFly as well. Because I just made it... Never mind. You're looking at me blank.
Yeah, we are Marty McFly.
Yeah. But
so
we're not.
We still got brother and sister, because we didn't then go back in time to the day of their birth and snap babies.
Oh, right, so we have to execute some adult siblings now.
That's probably why we came home in the first place. We have to thin out more of our siblings.
Crazy uncle, you know what to do.
And this whole time travel paradox thing was self-fulfilling and self-resolving.
So. It resolved itself, yeah.
Yeah. Alright, well, all right. I guess that's how we survive. We pissed off Doc Brown enough so that old Doc Brown remembers not to send us back in time.
Yep.
Alright, good times. Well, so what have we learned?
We've learned that people should not trust us with time travel.
This is true. Oh, we've learned another fact.
What?
We're never going to get a hover bus.
No, we're not.
Because we can't go to the future because Doc Brown won't let us.
We don't even know that we could get a hover bus now because we don't know about time travel.
So we've just turned up outside our house to a mum who hates us for no reason now, because we didn't stab her babies.
No.
Or I didn't try and rape her when I was younger, older, when she was younger, and I was older, before I was born.
But we do come back and have to execute some more siblings.
Yep, mum, dad, brother, sister. Here we go. See you guys later.
I just assumed Crazy Uncle from the top of the bus just lay down like a hunter. We just drive past the window.
Drive-by hunting. Alright.
Could be worse. Could be a drive-by dirty bomb.
Yeah, well, it could have been.
So, yeah.
Right, so, that's what we've learnt is nothing.
Yeah, we've learnt nothing. We've learnt that you can survive the Back to the Future by just being so shit. They don't let you go back to the past.
Yeah. Alright, problem solved, isn't it?
Yep, problem solved.
Alright, okay. Well, hope you enjoyed learning that with us.
And we'll catch you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.